Good afternoon. How are we going?
Very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time on another busy Saturday afternoon. The operations manager and the HD F&L manager, that's quite a lot to put on the business card.
Yeah, it is. The operations are Netball operations for AFL Central Vic. My job covers three Netball leagues, North Central Netball Association, Bendigo Football Netball, and all of HD for now, Netball and football.
How has been the feedback from clubs now that we're able to have footy back after such a big break due to the pandemic? Everyone that I've talked to is excited, and I'm assuming exactly the same.
Oh, yes. The atmosphere at the game I went to for round one at Heathcote versus Lockington Vermont was fantastic to see. The community really came out from multi-generations.
Yep.
Were around the ground, all enjoying the atmosphere and just seeing their local club back in operation. The community of Heathcote really got behind them.
And it's just been the same with every club and association that you talk to. It's the fact that local sport is back, crowds are back, they're enjoying their weekends again, because it was tough for a lot of people, obviously, last year. I can only imagine. I've talked to a lot of clubs as well, you know, and they're chomping at the bit, trying to have a season, but they couldn't have it because of restrictions that were put in place last year. So it's a massive tick in all the boxes, and well done everyone for doing the right things, the COVID-safe plans and the like. Now, last week, of course, round one. Tell us a little bit about round one with some of the results and maybe some netball results as well, if you have them.
Yes, yeah. Well, in the netball, for instance, we've got a bit of a change of guard, so to speak, happening. White Hills, and Colvin Abbon, who have dominated the A-grade netball for many years. We've got a couple of new players forcing their way into that top tier, with Elmore leading the charge there in defeating both White Hills and Colvin Abbon in the lead up to round one. Mm-hmm. And now Elmore did take out Colvin Abbon for round one. So that was, that's good to see that there's some great young talent out there and they're coming through. Heathcote also were really successful in their first hit out against LBU, and that was exciting for the club as well.
And a
great game between North Bendigo and Huntley, and it came down to the wire and North just tipped Huntley by 3 goals in the end.
Now, of course, we're in round two this afternoon, happening right now as we speak. Just go through some of the games, if you wouldn't mind, in both the footy and netball.
Well, Mount Pleasant, after having a bye the first round, they've hit the straps and they're playing Elmore at Elmore. So it'll be interesting to see how Mount Pleasant go on their first hit out. Lockington Vermont come up against Colvin Abbon. That's the match of the round. As far as we're all concerned, we're really interested to see how that will go. Huntley take on Heathcote at Huntley, and Leechy Gunny are at home against North Bendigo, and that would be another great game to see what the results are. We've got a few heavy hitters out there, and it's interesting to see how they go in the early part of the season.
And just finally, Jan, for those who might be interested in trying their luck at netball or maybe their hand at footy or even some volunteering around clubs, we've talked with Cameron Tomlins from the Bendigo Football Netball League over the last couple of weeks, and the call for volunteers. And even if it's just an hour, half an hour on game day, I'm sure, no doubt, clubs are still looking for some players and some volunteers.
Volunteers are always welcomed at the clubs. They do a fantastic job, the volunteers, and it was so noticeable in round one, all the extra work that has to be done to meet COVID protocols and the efforts that the volunteers went to make sure that they were meeting those protocols was just great to see. And again, our Bendigo umpires, they're finding a lot haven't come back on board yet, as of yet, and I'm sure they'd appreciate anyone that would like to join their association and become an umpire around the AFL Central Vic would be area would be fantastic.
And we'll get in touch with all those organisations over the coming weeks, see if we can get some more umpires and some volunteers around the grounds. Hey, Jan, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much for having Heathcote and District Football Netball League on board.